It's a beautiful day. Today we will be exploring another aspect of kindness with the story The Starless Night on Nomo by Ellie S.
My name is Ellie. I am 11 years old and I live in Pittsburgh. The name of my story is The Starless Night on Nomo. On the planet of Nomo, which is just past the Earth's moon, three wolf friends enjoyed an evening of stargazing. The enchanting sky was filled with shooting stars. Eclipse is a black, whimsical, wise wolf. He enjoys diving into craggy craters. Christine is an elemental wolf. She is comical, curious, and playful. She prides herself on her ability to levitate. Our third wolf enjoys writing stories in a journal. She's outgoing and observant. The heart on the side of her face glows brightly when she feels joy. Her name is Rosa. The three amigos sat close together on this stellar night, admiring the fireworks. They continued peering at the spectacular stars, enjoying the show for hours. Being her observant self, Rosa noticed the sky getting dimmer and darker. She pointed this out to her pair of pals. "This is not good. Our sky is losing its brightness." Several stars landed on the ground around them. The trio was in shock. A tiny tear rolled down Rosa's cheek. Eclipse examined the empty shell. "What do we do? We cannot let these lovely luminaries lose their light." Christine chimed in. "We must help. Let's try throwing the fallen stars back up with our paws." They each picked up a fallen star from the rough ground of Nomo and tossed it upward. Unfortunately, the plan failed, for the three stars drifted dismally downward. The sky continued to dim and darken. "Let's get more power by using our strong slingshots." They loaded three into their slingshots, pulled back, and aimed high. 1, 2, 3, fire! The stars flew upward. It looked quite promising as the stars were soaring to the sky. Then sadly, they slumped to the soil. The sky continued to darken. One burnt star landed right in front of their furry feet. After a few more measly minutes of brainstorming, Rosa scooped up the fatigued fallen figure. She closed her eyes and willfully whispered to the shard, "Oh, how I wish we could get you home." Suddenly, the star began to beam with its luminous light. It pulled itself out of her shaking paws and ascended upward. The three were amazingly astonished. "You did it, Rosa," they exclaimed. "We have to wish upon the stars." Eclipse, Christy, and Rosa darted in different directions, gathering fallen frames. They wished them home. The sky got brighter and brilliant. Eclipse held up his paws. They slapped for high fives. They noticed the heart on Rosa's cheek paralleled the brightness of the sky. She was filled with jubilation, just like her friends. They sat together and admired the marvelous masterpiece they created together. The stars sparkled as if winking at the wolves to thank them for their help.
Here on planet Nomo, just past the moon, we sit and watch the evening sky. The night is bright and full of shooting stars. Just my two best friends and I. Suddenly the sky seems to lose its light. The stars were falling all around. These luminaries who used to shine so bright were slowly dying on the ground. We tried to toss them back up, but they fell back down, sinking into darkness all around. In our gloom, we whisper to a burnt out star, "I wish you could get back home." To our surprise, it started to ascend. Higher and higher did it roam. That night on Nomo, we wished upon a star. Now we sparkle like the brilliant sky. It was our wishes that sent the stars back home. Just my two best friends and I.
Oh, 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 oh! Oh, 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 oh! Let's play a game. Fill in the blank with your own creative word to help complete the story.
It was 12 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon at the Academy of... Mrs. Whibble was getting her class ready for a science competition. Mrs. Whibble decided to randomly group students based on the color of their... The competition was to create a rocket launcher. Whichever group made their rocket reach a height of... in the air, would win the grand prize of... Mrs. Whibble announced that the first group would include Ruth, Smith, and Jada. The group of students were not happy to work together. Ruth, Smith, and Jada were not even close to being friends. The newly formed group sat down at a table with a... on it. Mrs. Whibble passed out a basket with the color... on it, with all of the necessary supplies to create the rocket launcher. Jada and Smith reached for the basket at the same time. This resulted in the two of them playing tug of war until the basket ended up in Smith's hand. He dumped everything out on the table and took out a... and started to make a sketch. Smith said that he wanted the rocket to be the color and be powered by two bottles. Jada argued that the rocket should be the color and be powered by only one bottle. Ruth chimed in and said that the rocket should be and be powered by rubber bands. They kept arguing about how to create their launcher. Suddenly, Mrs. Whibble announced that their time was halfway over and they only had a short time left to finish their rocket launcher. Jada, Ruth, and Smith all looked at each other nervously. Ruth suggested that they work together to come up with a plan for their launcher. Jada and Smith agreed that they needed to come up with a plan quickly. The group created a launcher of one plastic bottle that had the logo of on it and a pipe. They decided mutually that the color of the rocket should be. After coloring the rocket, Mrs. Whibble announced to the class that the time was up. The students needed to line up at the front of the room. Ruth, Jada, and Smith excitedly walked up and waited their turn to show off their rocket launcher. When it was finally their turn, they launched their rocket and it soared until it hit the ceiling. They all screamed in excitement and watched as the rocket landed on a boy named desk. Mrs. Whibble announced to the class that their group had won. She asked what their team name was, and they responded triumphantly, "We are team..." They ended up all getting a... for winning. When the group sat down after all the rocket launchers had been put away, Ruth, Jada, and Smith decided that they wanted to be more than just group members. They also wanted to be friends. Ruth, Jada, and Smith agreed that they should do all group projects together because they made such a good team.